Greg, how long have you been working at Kew?
I've been here for 34 years now in a variety of different jobs, but I have to say my current job is my favourite. Being in charge of all the glasshouses is a childhood dream of mine because my grandmother brought me here in the 1970s, and it's very trite, but I remember saying to my grandmother, walking through the palm house and the temporary house, I'd love to work in one of these glasshouses when I'm older, and now they're all mine.
Not often dreams come true. At Temperate House, it just looks absolutely magnificent. It's so spacious.
Yes, although I was sorry to see some of the large plants go, we propagated everything. We did move about 500 large plants out and brought them back. But I think it looks even more spectacular now because you can see all the architecture and the height of the centre block, which is about 20 metres.
Who was the architect?
Decimus Burton.
And it was built in 1816, opened a few years later. There must have been quite a few changes.
Well, yes, interestingly enough, when it was first opened in about 1863, they'd only built the centre block and the two octagons, and then they ran out of money, and it was another 40 years before they built the north and the south blocks on the end, so it looked quite different to what it does now.
And it's Grade 1 listed, so enormous care must have been taken to adhere to the rules.
Yes, we had scaffolding obviously through the whole building, but one of the issues for the scaffolders was none of the scaffolding could touch the structure being Grade 1 listed, so it all had to be self-supporting. And in the end, there was enough scaffolding poles end-to-end to reach all the way around the M25.
My goodness. Can you describe what it feels like to you now?
A huge relief that we finished. It was the actual restoration work took about 5 years, but we started with removing the plants about 2 years before that, and we had to prepare them. Also, it took us 2 years just to empty the plants in the building. So I can't describe to you how relieved and how proud I am that we've now finished.
How many different species would you say are in place?
There's about 1,500 different species, but in total there's about 10,000 permanent plants, and on top of that we put in about 3,000 floral decorative plant material, and that will be changed a couple of times a year.
And which are the most rare?
The rarest plant in the Temperate House is probably wood cycad, which is in the south block. That was discovered in the late 1800s in South Africa, and only one plant was found, and it's a male, and no other plants have ever been found. So there's about 10 in the world now, no plants in the world, and there's no hope of it ever finding a bride, unfortunately, because cycads are male and female.
Do you have a favourite?
Yes, my favourite is the Poor Knight's Lily, which by its name sounds like it's going to be quite insignificant, but actually it's a beautiful plant that looks like a fan of leaves. It's called the Poor Knight's Lily because it comes from the Poor Knight's Islands off the coast of New Zealand, and when the flower comes out it goes vertically for about 50 centimetres, then turns right and it looks all the world like a giant red toothbrush. It's beautiful, but it's not the easiest thing in the world to grow.
Might have to go and have a look at that. Do you have to replace the plant regularly?
We have a rolling propagation program, so if we weren't doing a restoration we would still empty out beds probably on a 3 to 5 year rotation. We'd leave the biggest plants, but as part of this project the National the Heritage Lottery funded a propagation house, so there's a continuous program because unlike outside there is a real glass ceiling here, and when the plants get to the top that's it, so we do have to replace things on a regular basis.
And that mezzanine, quite high up.
Yes, it is. We always warn people. This one is fine because although it's higher than the palm house one, it's quite cool up there. But in the palm house, it can get to 40, 50 degrees in summer, so it can be and very humid. This is nice and airy, but probably not great if you haven't got a head for heights. But you get a beautiful view of the tree ferns from up there.
I think I must go up and have a look. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.